This morning with a couple of thoughts, just a quick meditation. We're just going to look at three verses. So if you have your Bibles, you can get those out. And we're going to look at three different verses. And you notice that in that play, a lot of the emphasis was on gifts and giving. And sometimes it's fun to remember gifts that we received in the past, different Christmas gifts. I remember one of my favorite Christmas gifts was my first 10-speed bicycle that I got in Chicago. It was just great. It was a sunny Christmas day, but it was still snow and slush out there, but I just couldn't wait. I had to go out there, and I rode through the slush. I was just so happy. Unfortunately, that bike did not last that long due to my overconfidence in my ability to memorize. I rode that bike all over Chicago, all over Oak Park, and I got pretty good at riding with no hands. One day after taking my piano lessons, I said to myself, you know, I have ridden this path, this, you know, it was only three blocks away. I've ridden this so many times. I bet I could do this with my eyes closed. I bet I could ride this bike with my eyes closed. So I attempted to ride with no hands, with my eyes closed, and try to make it home. I didn't make it home. I didn't make it very far at all. I hit a parked car, and I rolled up on the hood of the car, and that was, unfortunately, the end of that bike. That bike was never quite the same. Had the wobbly front tire and everything else. So, yes, it's fun to remember some of those gifts, but even our favorite gifts, they don't always last that long. And this Christmas, I want to think about gifts this Christmas. And, let's consider the gifts that we have been given from the Lord. Let's consider those gifts that are never going to fail, that are never going to get ruined. Of course, the greatest gift of all is His gift of salvation to us. And that was given freely to us. It is a free gift for us. But that free gift came at a tremendous cost. That free gift came at the cost of the Lord Jesus Christ shedding His blood so that we might be able to be forgiven and we might be able to enter into a relationship with Him. As Tom said from the play here, it really is the best gift that we could ever get, and it's something that we need more than anything. And that is so true. But you know, the Lord did not leave us as orphans here, did He? He did not leave us alone, but He has given us the Holy Spirit, His Holy Spirit, and He has equipped us until His return, so that we can be like that soldier in the last line of the play there, saying to Tom, thanks for finding me a home and a purpose. Thanks for finding me a home and a purpose. That's exactly what the Lord has done for us, isn't it? He has given us a home to look forward to. He has given us a future. He has given us a hope. We know that someday, if we know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we have a home in glory to go and to be with Him forever. And we look forward to that. But He has also given us a purpose. He has given us a purpose in this life and meaning in this world. And I just like to think here this morning briefly about some of those gifts He has given us as believers. And remember that those gifts will never get ruined, will never fade, and they provide our life with purpose. The first verse is found in John chapter 21. John chapter 21 and verse 22. John chapter 21 and 22. It says here, Jesus answered, if I want Him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow Me. You must follow Me. You know, one of the great gifts that the Lord Jesus has given to us is contentment and fulfillment. The Lord here is saying that it really doesn't matter what the other guy is doing or what I have given him. You must follow Me. The Lord has given us a specific task that He wants us to accomplish. You know, it can be easy to compare Christmas gifts with other people and somehow feel like we've missed out on something or someone else got something that we wanted. Well, we don't need to do that, and we don't need to compare our spiritual gifts to someone else. We can have true, genuine contentment when we realize that we have exactly what the Lord wants us to have. He has given us exactly what we need. We haven't been overlooked. We haven't been bypassed. We haven't been forgotten. We have exactly what we need to serve Him. What a wonderful gift to know that our life has purpose, that our life has purpose. You know, fulfillment is often sought by a lot of different things in this world. It's often sought after by a lot of material things. But we know that this world will never offer true fulfillment because the Bible says this world in its present state is passing away. This world is not forever. This world will not be eternal. And we cannot find true fulfillment in those things. But our life can have fulfillment in the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing that we are not just going through the motions of this life, but knowing that our life has eternal meaning. And so one of those gifts is contentment. And another gift is true fulfillment in this life. And the next verse is 1 Corinthians 4:7, if you'd like to turn there. 1 Corinthians 4:7. 1 Corinthians 4:7. It says, "For who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not? Already you have all you want. Already you have become rich. We are more than rich in Christ. He has equipped us. He has given us what we need to fulfill the task that he has laid out for us. He has given you what you need to fulfill the purpose that he has designed for you." You know, I tell my FCA students, I think I might have said this before, I tell my FCA students, the Lord might have blessed you with great intelligence, and he might end up putting you in a lab working with other people, or he might put you on Wall Street, or he might put you at different places where you're able to use that intelligence in your career. But you would be there for a reason, and the reason is to share the gospel message with people that may have never otherwise had an opportunity to hear it. God has given us different skills, and he has given us different talents. Maybe he's given you a great artistic skill, or maybe the ability to write. How can we use these things to serve the Lord? You know, as I'm thinking about that this morning, I'm thinking about how wonderful it is that we have so many people here at this church that are so skilled and talented. We have people that are teaching Sunday school, individuals that are taking care of the finances, taking care of the physical plant. I know they're always under the radar, and we hardly ever recognize them. They work with Friday Club. They work with the youth group. You see the tremendous talent that we just saw here and the creativity of Sarah and Robbie and others, and we're just so grateful that they want to serve the Lord. He has given us talents and skills, but you know, he's also given us spiritual gift. He's given us a special spiritual gift that we got when we got saved, a unique gift that we weren't necessarily born with, but one that has given us the ability so that we might be able to contribute to the kingdom of God. And that brings us to our last verse, Deuteronomy 16:17. Deuteronomy 16:17. Says, "Every man shall give as he is able. No one shall come before the Lord empty-handed. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you." He has given us opportunity. He has given us opportunity, hasn't he? Seems strange to think that it is a gift to be able to give. We can give back to the Lord using the gifts that he gave us in the first place. What a privilege it is to give to him who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He is in no need, and yet we have the opportunity and the privilege to give to him in our service. What an opportunity he has given us to help advance the kingdom of God. When you consider our position and who we were, what a great, great gift. We who were lost and enemies of God now have been given the privilege and the responsibility of giving him our best to accomplish the plan that he has laid out for us. So this Christmas, let's think about gifts. It's okay. Let's think about gifts. If you have never received the free gift of salvation, there is still time to receive that gift. That gift of salvation, the gift of knowing that your life can have purpose, the gift of knowing that you can have true fulfillment that the world will never be able to fulfill, and the world will never be able to take away. The gift of knowing that your sins will be forgiven, and the gift of knowing that someday you will be in that home that the Bible talks about. The gift of knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ can be your Savior today. Receive that gift. Receive that gift and know and have the certainty of that hope. And for those of us that are saved, let's think about what we have received from the Lord. Let's think about those things, those deep and permanent gifts. And let's think about how we can use those gifts to not only give back to Him, but also to serve and give to each other. Merry Christmas, everyone. And again, thank you, Sarah, and all of the children and all of those who participated, and for everyone that helped lead in the singing and so many people involved. Thank you. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for the wonderful gift of your Son, our Savior. Lord, at this time of year, we celebrate his birth in the manger. And Lord, we look forward and we know that you were born, as the play said, you were born to die. You were born with the express purpose of going to that cross to die in order to redeem us, to give us the free gift of salvation. But we know and we recognize, Lord, that it came at a tremendous cost. We pray, Lord, that if there's anyone here this morning that knows that they are still lost in their sin, that they might this morning receive your free gift of salvation. And Lord, for those of us that do know you, help us to be encouraged. Help us to remember the gifts that you've given, not as the world gives, but as you give, permanent and eternal. And thank you, Lord, for giving our life purpose and fulfillment. Dismiss us now with your blessing. We pray this in your name. Amen.